Not yet, but hopefully someday soon. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden in Bethlehem with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says the ground is not ripe at this moment to restart peace negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians.
I do believe that in this moment, when Israel is improving relations with its neighbors throughout the region, we can harness that same momentum to reinvigorate the peace process between the Palestinian people and the Israelis.
The president this hour flies to Saudi Arabia.
President Biden will travel here to Jeddah to meet other presidents, as well as the King Salman at the Royal Palace. He will also attend a bilateral meeting with the king's son, the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. And it's that high-stakes meeting that is under the microscope.
Fox's Alex Hogan. The Saudis deny a U.S. intelligence assessment that MBS ordered the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. A Senate Democrat is again blocking his party leaders and the president's plans.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin told Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer he's not on board with efforts to raise taxes on wealthy Americans and corporations to help fight climate change. Manchin says he is only willing to work to lower prescription drug prices.
Fox's Sean Langell in D.C. The Senate's moving closer to voting on a bill to boost domestic semiconductor production meant to improve competition with China.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has told colleagues to expect a vote early next week on a narrow proposal to provide more than $50 billion in funding for research, development, and production of semiconductors. The bill is also expected to include tax incentives for manufacturers to operate chip plants in the U.S. Lawmakers have been negotiating elements of a broad package for several months. Any measure in the Senate would need bipartisan buy-in to reach the 60 votes needed to overcome a filibuster. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Sri Lanka's prime minister is sworn in as interim president until parliament picks a replacement for Gotabaya Rajapaksa. He has now resigned as president by email. He fled the country Wednesday after months of protests and finally the storming of his home and office last weekend. A national recall for pet treats that could make dogs and people sick.
No one's reported sick yet, but after some dog treats were found contaminated with salmonella, the manufacturer issued a recall. It covers Bagan Barker chicken breast strips, Billow's Best Friend chicken breast strips, and Green Coast Pets chicken crisps, all made by Stormberg Foods. According to the recall notice posted by the FDA, pets with salmonella infections may be lethargic and suffer digestive issues. People handling the contaminated treats may suffer from vomiting, cramping, and fever. If you've got these treats, the company wants you to contact them for return or proper disposal information. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Skin tone could affect results of a common medical test.
This is House Call for Health. A new study has found a medical device that measures a patient's oxygen levels could be inadvertently harming minorities. The research says a meter that's used to determine a patient's oxygen levels in the blood can be thrown off by skin pigmentation. The widely used equipment has been in service since the 70s, and up until now, the pigmentation issue was not believed to affect patient care. The study found Asians, Blacks, and Hispanics were given significantly less supplemental oxygen that would be considered optimal for a white patient. That discrepancy attributed to the device, not intentional discrimination. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
Dow futures up 119 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. Oil's up at $97 a barrel. Gas prices are down 3 more cents on average nationwide at $4.57 a gallon, according to AAA. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.